Kia ora and welcome back. And I'm very excited to have him on the studio. Here's something have in the studio, not on it. Something a little different for our listeners out there. Today I'm with Zita, who is the studio manager at Pinot and Picasso. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Good. Thank you for having me in the studio this morning.
Well, I've now discovered you have been a loyal listener to RDU
always,
for a while.
Since day one.
So what's it like being here and seeing it in person? Is it weird?
Very weird. It's a lot different compared to what I thought it was. It's a lot better, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, people say that. They're like, oh, it's not as crappy
yeah.
as I thought. So our audience out there, you would have probably heard, we've been playing ads recently for Pinot and Picasso, which sounds like a very interesting thing, and I don't know much about it. So can you basically explain what it is, first and foremost?
Sure. So we're a paint and sip experience. So people come in and they bring their favourite bubbles. So if that's wine or champagne.
Oh, I love it.
Something like that. And then they come in and they either have a public session, so they'll pick the artwork through our website.
Right.
And then our artwork teachers teach them the class, so they go through step-by-step instructions.
Okay.
And they just, yeah, run through a whole thing, and then hopefully people leave with their little Picasso masterpiece.
Oh, I love that. So that actually kind of answers one of the questions I had, which was, like, what do people actually paint? So you obviously have choices people can choose from. Are they allowed to bring in their own?
No.
Images?
So they paint what they pay for, basically.
Yeah, right.
So whether that's one of, like, one of our Highland cows, or we have anything.
It.
Yeah, we've got neon nights, so people can come in and we've got glow in the dark and it's at night and we crank the music.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and that's really fun. We've also got, like, a textured art paint class coming up, so moulding paste, and people can go in and mould their own.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, but because it's step-by-step instructions, we also, like, really encourage people to have their own creative freedom.
Yeah, right.
You know,
right.
We want them to be able to adapt and kind of get real into it after the couple glasses of wine.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Get flowing. But, no, it's really cool to see what people create.
What is kind of, what would be the most common beverage people bring?
I feel like it's just, like, wine, but I think a lot of people are bringing in ciders nowadays.
Oh, really?
Honestly.
Oh, ciders
yeah.
are like popular.
Yeah, we offer, like, all the glassware. So we have,
okay, nice.
You know, great. The champagne glasses and the wine glasses, but I think it just depends. I'm not a big alcohol drinker, so I don't
take
notice.
Oh, I think I'd go bubbles. Something
yeah.
about bubbles feels like classy for painting,
yep.
you know?
Yeah, with your little champagne glasses. Yeah.
So what is, like, the kind of end result like? Are you amazed by the quality of people's work?
I have to be amazed by the quality. No, I am. I think that's my favourite part, is seeing how people, like, interpret the instructions really differently.
Yeah, yeah,
and
right.
their end result from one person to another is so different. And it's really nice to see that people can just have their own creative freedom with it, but still stick to the instructions a
little. Yeah, cool. What are kind of the groups you come in for? Like, it's a typical day at Pinot and Picasso, and you've got, a group booking or something. What are they? Are they like a hen's do, a birthday party? What do you
We offer so many different group booking packages. So we've got hen's parties, which is pretty popular for Christchurch.
Yeah.
I feel like summer's over and people are kind of just coming in with those. But we've got team building also for commercial businesses and things. Yeah, and we do just private functions, whether that be for birthday parties or just any event people want to come in and celebrate for.
Right.
Or we do partnerships with, like, local businesses, which we're hopefully lining up in the future now that COVID's kind of out of the way.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, so we've just got so much to offer.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Have there been any kind of, like, in your time there, funny experiences?
I think just people have a bit too much to drink sometimes. I've had like some funny experiences because we offer topless waiters and so people can have that as an optional add-on, so they have topless waiters.
That's so sexy.
And they can also have an optional add-on for a drag queen to come in for their session. So I've had some pretty funny experiences, but what happens at Pinot stays at Pinot.
I'm getting a clear idea now. Wow, topless waiters, are they handsome?
Oh, very.
Okay. Oh my god. That is hilarious. Yeah. Oh, you've sold me now. Well, Zita, thank you so much for coming in.
That's more than fine. Thank you.
This is such a different kind of topic for me to talk about on radio. I think it's brilliant. And what you you're offering something different and fun, so I really appreciate that. Thank you for coming in.
That's all good. Thank you so much.